LEX 18 presents a podcast with hot takes, hot topics, with your hosts, Megan Mannering and Evelyn Schultz. This is Hot Mic.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of Hot Mic here at LEX 18.
No crazy guest today.
No.
No lieutenant governor. No philanthropic exec. Just us.
Just us.
Just the girls.
But I'm excited.
I'm excited, too. I feel like every few episodes we need to take a beat, recap, talk about the holidays, our favorite topic.
I told Megan before we started recording that the timing worked out for this because whenever we have a no guest podcast, we can just talk about the previous holiday that just happened.
And both of our moms prefer this.
You know that, as you can imagine, our moms are our biggest fans.
They really are.
And I said to Megan, my mom loves the episodes with just us. And she said, no way, so does my mom. Said that says a lot.
It's a mom thing. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was really good because I got to see my family up in northern Indiana. However, my husband and I were both ill. I had to test for COVID didn't have COVID, thankfully, but I've just had a little, you know, it was kind of a sickly event, I would describe it as.
Yeah.
It snowed a lot in northern Indiana. Did it snow when you were up there?
Yes, it did. Were you in Elkhart?
Uh-huh.
Amish country.
Yes. And I love Elkhart, mm-hmm. but I haven't been up there in a long time. I grew up going there to see my grandparents, and they still live there. And it was really good to be with family.
Yeah.
I love getting to see my family. But it's just this time of year, I feel like
it's a little bit of a cesspool out there.
Yeah, everyone is cold, mm-hmm. and you know, there are germs flying around everywhere. So not to gross everyone out,
I'll stop talking about my
illness. But how was your Thanksgiving?
It was good. A little chaotic, you know. There are five little kids now.
Yep.
Each of my brothers, they have some little nuggets. And yeah, talk about like germs and stuff. Kids are just gross.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Maybe that's a hot take.
But you weren't sick before?
I'm stunned that I feel 100% mm-hmm. right now because the snot and gunk that was just like running out of their mm-hmm. noses. And then I don't know if this is weird or not. Like my dad carries a hanky. And I don't think that's weird, but he will give that hanky
to others.
To others. Which feels
a little gross.
That's very generous. Yeah.
But it does feel, in a post pandemic world, that's an interesting, that can't be good.
Share the slime, you know? It is funny, like, post pandemic, yeah, I hadn't thought of that. Before the pandemic, maybe I wouldn't have thought that was so weird, but now it's like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, we're so much more aware of germ spreading, which, yeah, but you know, I appreciate his, wanting to share that with others.
He's a generous man. Shout out to my dad.
What did you eat over Thanksgiving?
I ate it all. I ate it
all. Anything that stood out?
Oh man. The deviled eggs are always star of the show. My mom makes a really good pumpkin dessert cake situation. It's like part pumpkin pie, part cake.
Yeah.
I don't know. Really, really good.
Love.
One of my sisters-in-law, her name is also Megan Mannering, she's a really great cook and baker, mm-hmm. and she made just like these standard chocolate chip cookies, and yeah. I mean, every time I got up from the couch, you better believe I was having a few of those. Yeah, it was just like all the normal stuff.
Yum.
It was delish. What about you?
Yeah, well, I cooked on Thursday for just me and my husband, which was fun. I was up bright and early. In the kitchen.
You go, homemaker.
And I didn't do a turkey because we're really not turkey fans. So I made a roast chicken with Ina Garten's recipe.
Nice.
Super easy. It turned out great. I like roast chicken. So to me, it was like the perfect main for my Thanksgiving meal. Then I made a lot of sides.
Were they able to congeal as you prefer?
Oh, yeah. I literally finished leftovers yesterday. So how many days is that? Let's see. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
That's a lot of leftovers.
I really drew it out.
By day 4 or 5.
Yeah. Yesterday I was like, I don't even know if I should be eating this, but I was like, I'm going to warm it up and that.
Nuke it. Nuke the germs out.
Do not take food safety advice from us here on Hot Mic. That is my advice to you is don't take my advice. But yeah, so I was pretty pleased with my own cooking. So
you go, girl.
Yeah, and then we ate again at my grandparents' on Saturday. So that was, it's fun. It makes you grateful.
Yes.
For delicious food, being with your family.
Totally. Yeah. And now, like, as you get older, I'm sure you feel this having three sisters, but just to get everybody in the same room at the same time.
It's almost like a miracle sometimes.
Yeah. You got to get it on the Google calendar.
Yes, an act of Congress to get us all together.
Seriously.
So yeah, it was really nice and fun to see everyone. And it's always nice to get back into the routine though, but I don't even want to say that I'm getting into a routine because now we're into Christmas.
And your birthday and Charlie's birthday. Yeah. I mean, this is a celebratory season for you.
Thank you for recognizing that. By the time that this episode airs, I will be 32.
Whoa.
32 years old.
That's the new 22.
That's what everyone's saying.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? When you're young, I think you think, when I was in my early 20s or maybe in college, I was like, wow, you're really old when you're in your 30s. Like that's getting up there. But now that I'm here, it's like, oh, your life is just beginning, really.
Totally. Amy Poehler on her podcast talks a lot about aging and she says the same thing. Like when she was younger, the idea of 50 seemed like the oldest person that she knew. Now that she's in her 50s, she says, you know, like her body feels a little different. She can't do all this stuff, but like her mind is the same.
Yep. Totally.
What age in your mind do you think you are?
Like 26. I feel like I'm forever 26.
Forever 26. I think
that'll be the name of my memoir, maybe. How old do you feel?
Well, I'm only 29, so I don't know that I...
Yeah.
I'm good right here. You're good right here.
29 was... I got married when I was 29, and I still felt very young. I was like, I feel like this is really
young.
You
felt like a child bride.
Yeah, I was like, this is really young to be getting married. And I guess in the grand scheme of things, it's really not, but... Yeah, it's only up from here. I say it all the time, but I saw it on a plaque somewhere. Getting old is a privilege denied to many.
Mm,
and that's what I think about with every birthday.
What's the alternative?
Exactly. So aging is a blessing.
Yes, it is.
I would say.
You heard it here first.
Hot take.
Aging is a blessing.
Yes. And, you know, people are probably going to be like, you're only 32. You're not old enough to be talking like that. But I think especially like... this is getting really deep now, but in a world where I think a lot of times women are treated worse as they get older, right? Mm-hmm. Like pushed out of the workforce, or we've seen it in TV where older women aren't always treated well. So I think it's good to embrace aging.
Totally.
And put a positive spin on it. And I was born to be a grandma. That's what I say. I've always felt that way.
I totally see that for you.
I cannot wait.
I can see it. My grandpa turns 90 this month. We're having a surprise birthday party for him.
He doesn't listen, does he?
No chance.
He's not a Hot Mic.
God love him.
Listener.
Grandpa Tom wouldn't know how to... I don't think he knows what a podcast is.
Surprise party, though.
Surprise party. My mom and aunt are planning it back in Wabash, Indiana at Modoc's, the coffee shop.
Oh.
Yeah, where my grandpa frequents.
Is it a big guest list?
I'm actually a little surprised. I think so. I didn't know who's in my grandpa's orbit these days.
His
but
social group?
And the whole family, all the
so
cousins
fun.
And everybody will be there. But talk about aging. You know what's like so interesting? So my grandpa's going to be 90. He told me once, and he's a smoker. He used to hide it from us, and now we're not hiding it anymore. He's going to be 90.
Yeah.
But he told me that he wakes up every morning at 3 a.m., gets out of bed, has a cup of coffee and a cigarette in the garage, and then he goes back to bed. Yeah.
What time?
3 in the morning. He's constantly drinking coffee. Like, it has no effect on him at this point. He's a smoker and, diabetes, but... He's kicking it.
Sometimes it comes down to genetics, I think.
Totally.
You know, people just
Do you want to live to be really, really old? Not to get morbid.
Hey, we can go there on Hot Mic. When I was a kid, I heard about the Queen of England, who, when you turned 100, she'd write you a letter. And I was like, oh, I got to get that letter. At the time, I was probably 8, so I was thinking really far ahead. So because of that, I've always thought I would like to live to 100 to get a letter from the royal family, whoever, you know.
Does that happen?
I heard it somewhere. I don't even know where I heard that when I was a kid. I heard that you would get a letter from the queen. So if I live to be 100 and don't get my letter from
all it says is happy birthday.
Yeah, it's very disappointing. So because of that, I've always said that. And nowadays I feel like we do a lot of stories about people who are living to be 100, past 100. And yeah, it's always amazing.
Yeah.
And they always, I feel like the people that we show on TV always look great.
Yeah.
So, and they always have a funny secret. Like I drink like a Michelob Ultra every day or, you know, something random. Like it's always like the funniest.
Yeah.
So yeah. What about you?
I love those.
Are you going to live to be 100, you think?
I think so. Mm-hmm. I consider myself a pretty healthy person and I don't really try to be. Like going back to food.
Well, you're just like your grandpa.
I think so. I'm not smoking cigarettes, just so everybody knows. I don't totally condone that. Unless you're 90. Do what you want to do.
But at a certain point, you've earned the right.
I don't get sick a lot and I do eat food that I probably shouldn't be eating. Like I eat a lot of microwave food, food that has expired, things like that. So I think I'm...
Again, not food safe.
I think I have, a strong immune system. Mm-hmm. But hey, you never know.
Yeah.
You just never
know. This has started out really deep.
The funny thing about Hot Mic that people may be... No, they're probably not surprised if they're... avid listeners, we don't really talk about what we're going to discuss before we sit down.
No. And I said to Megan today, I said, you're leading this one. So if you don't like what we're talking about,
send me an email.
Take it up with Megan. The other thing I will say on the topic of aging, I was listening to a song this morning. I'm not going to sing it, but it's a Beyonce song. It's called Grown Woman.
Oh,
came out in 2013. I remember that today. I was literally in my car listening to it. It's a really cute song. And I was like, I kind of feel like I'm a grown woman now.
You are.
You know what I mean? Like,
you have a house, a husband, and you're cooking Thanksgiving meals.
Ina Garten's roast chicken.
Yeah.
That's how you know you're a grown woman. And I think, your 30s, I know you're not 30 yet, but I feel like your 30s are just getting better. It's like, you kind of know more about yourself and, maybe a little more confident, maybe a little less stressing the small stuff that felt really big in our early 20s. So, I don't know. We're grown women now.
Yeah, thanks, listen to us.
Thanks, Beyonce. And go listen to the song. It's really good.
Should we segue into the holidays?
I think we should. Yeah.
I did some homework.
I'm excited for this.
So I hope you're ready. Mm-hmm. Well, let's just get a little vibe check to begin. How are we feeling? We're about a week into December. What are your thoughts?
I'm feeling good. I put up my holiday decor on Thanksgiving. So later that evening, I put it all up. And I'm feeling good. You know, we scaled back our gift giving this year, like among our close family, we decided to do an exchange. So it's like,
I like that.
Every person buys one gift and we're all exchanging. Whereas in the past, I bought a present for all of my sisters. You know, it adds up, right? And not that I don't want to spend money on people because I love spending money, but this year I was like, let's see if we can do this a little more. Casually and more intentional, maybe is the word that I was looking for. So I am a lot less stressed with gift giving, which I think is a good feeling.
Definitely.
How are you feeling?
The gift giving can be overwhelming just from the cost perspective, figuring that into your budget and then trying to find the right gift for everyone. Yes.
And a lot of times there are some people who are really easy to buy for.
Yeah.
And then there are people who it's not their fault necessarily, but sometimes people, you feel like, oh, they already have everything.
They have everything, yeah.
It's like, my husband has me. What more could he want? You know?
You're going to want to clip that.
Yeah.
Send that to Charlie.
Exactly.
Totally.
Yeah. So or like your parents sometimes, or, you know, you just think like anything that they want, they could probably
just buy.
Buy for themselves. So I think, unless it's very sentimental or something like that, then I think that's special. But yeah, scaled back a lot this year, and it has me feeling
a little more at ease.
A little calmer. What about you? That.
No, I'm not. No, if anything, like the anxiety is really just starting to creep up because we are still buying for everyone in the family. It's a lot.
When you have kids, like a lot of kids in the family, I think that's also fun.
Yeah. We have scaled back on our cap, the budget for people.
Okay.
I think we kind of decided for the adults that we're not going to go overboard, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
That, and then I get really into the gift wrapping and I go like way, way overboard for that and end up. And then my mom and I have this project. We're sewing stockings for everyone. We bit off a lot.
Your elves is kind of the vibe that I'm getting. Your Santa's factory.
And I'm looking at the calendar and I'm seeing the days go by thinking everything that needs to happen.
So when you say overboard on gift wrap, what does that look like for you?
That looks like me up and down the aisles of Hobby Lobby, throwing everything into my cart, spending everything in my bank account.
Your theme of the paper?
I pick a theme every year. I haven't decided yet for this year, but last year I had like a color scheme and kind of a vibe, and it was like red, white, and this is going to sound crazy, but metallic turquoise and pink and lime green. It was kind of like Dr. Seuss-esque, but then I'm like buying little trinket things to like hot glue on top of the packages, and then everybody has like a fancy name tag, and before I know it, it's like 4 a.m. and I've worked the next day and I like have hot glued my fingers together. But I love that, so
I can't wait to see what you do.
I know, me neither.
I am going with pink wrapping paper this year. I have various kind of coordinated pink papers. I found actually a roll of wrapping paper and it had little dachshunds on it and they all look like cannolis. So I was like, I have to get that.
I thought of you last night and cannoli. My roommate was on Etsy doing some Christmas shopping and she scrolled down and they have all this custom stuff and she came upon a sweatshirt that said cannoli and she was like, who would buy this? Who's buying this sweatshirt that says cannoli? And I said, actually, send me that link. Let me just send that to Evie.
There's one person in the world who might be buying it.
Definitely.
And it's me. And I actually did get him his own ornament this year. I found a glass ornament in the shape of a cannoli. And I thought,
really sweet.
I really got to have that. You know, have you heard of the theme this year, the trend, I guess I should say, with Christmas decor, Ralph Lauren Christmas decor? Have you seen this online at all?
No.
So on TikTok, everyone wants to have a Ralph Lauren Christmas. So very like Americana, classic.
Oh, wow.
Like deep greens and reds and plaids and, you know, kind of just the very classic, fancy.
Sure.
And I was, it's all gorgeous. And, you know, every time I see it online, I'm like, wow, that's, people have really good an eye for style. But after I did my decorating on Thursday, I was looking around my house and I thought that could never be me. I like a pink.
You like a whimsy.
A whimsy pink Christmas. And I don't want to go out and buy all new stuff to overhaul my Christmas stuff. But I made a paper chain this year. It's not cute. It's like been sitting on the counter for days now. And Charlie was like, where are you hanging that? I said, I do not know. I'm going to have to figure it out. Yeah.
Oh, well, I like it when the decor is a little eclectic and you have sentimental things, different, I don't know, all sorts of different themes. That's fine with me.
It's me too. Just,
We've said for a few weeks that we were going to give our listeners ideas for gifts. I don't know if we did our work on this, but I do have a couple ideas. Do you?
You go first. I want to hear your ideas.
Let me get my,
get out that list.
Okay. Here we go. Something sentimental. You cannot go wrong.
No, you can't.
And you don't have to pay a dime for something sentimental. Like, I'm thinking because I have all these nieces and nephews.
Mm-hmm.
A drawing or something, a picture. It's like so sweet for an older person.
Totally.
Not that there are any like little kids listening to Hot Mic, but you know. we love like a photo printed out, put in a frame. We're in this age where people don't really print photos anymore.
That is so.
Everything is digital.
Okay, can I add something to that really quick? Sentimental things. I've made a few of these for, mostly for my husband, but like if we've gone on a trip that, one year we went on a really fun trip to Hawaii, and that year for Christmas, I had all the pictures printed in a book online.
Yeah.
I forget what, just some website, you know, yeah. there's lots of them, but it's not super expensive. Mm-mm. And you get this really cute bound book with yeah. all of your photos printed. You could do it with your wedding photos or anything.
Totally.
I love giving that.
Having,
and he
like
actually
the
likes them.
Tactile,
uh-huh.
you know, memory.
That, yep.
That's totally, that's very special. A Christmas decoration.
Yes.
Now this, I think, is slept on. And my mm-hmm. boyfriend, Jacob, might disagree with me on this. We were discussing Christmas gifts. But to get someone a Christmas gift, yes, they might not be able to put it out this year, but every mm-hmm. year that yes. follows, when they get out their Christmas decorations, they're going to see that little nativity scene or that ornament, mm-hmm. and they're going to think of that person.
Yes. I love that. And when they open it up the following year, it's
definitely.
Like getting it all over again.
Great point.
Yeah.
So something sentimental. Okay. Something practical.
Mm-hmm.
We are practical girlies in this room.
Battery daddy. I say it every time.
The battery daddy, piggybacking off of that, an ice scraper.
That's now, like car care stuff.
It's not yes. the sexiest gift.
No.
But it's something you're going to use every winter.
Yep.
You want to have a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Ice scraper. Heated blanket.
It's so funny. All of these gifts that you're saying, my mom has gotten me. I totally
okay,
have gotten a
so
heated blanket.
She's a great gift giver.
She loves like a practical,
yeah.
cozy. A heated blanket's really nice to have.
Definitely. I like getting dish towels. There, I said it.
No.
Not glamorous.
Speak your truth.
The mic is hot. Get me some decorative, festive dish towels because you know I'm not splurging on those.
You don't, no one wants to.
And those,
go out
and they get
that.
So yucky uh-huh. and then they just
yeah.
live in your kitchen.
Okay. You really can't have too many dish towels, I don't no. think. No.
Practical mm-hmm. gift. Nothing wrong with it. Or, okay, I have two more ideas. One, something you're not going to buy for yourself. So if you're thinking uh-huh. of what should I get this person, I don't know what to shop for. What's something that they're not going to buy for
yeah.
for themselves? So, I don't know, maybe something like the comfy, cozier, like the, like my brother and sister-in-law one year got me like a really, really nice throw blanket from Anthropology. Okay. I'm
yeah.
never going to go in there.
No.
And again, splurge on this item, but something I would never buy myself. Love it though. My boyfriend last year got me some headphones because he was tired of seeing me use the kind that still had the wire. And again, something I wasn't going to buy for myself.
And also practical.
And practical. Checks two boxes.
That is so nice. I love when someone also, my mother-in-law is really good at mm-hmm. this. She's a very talented gift giver. I hope she's listening, Luann. You're good at giving gifts. But one year she had a really nice hair straightener. And I had said to her, I really like your, I'd used it when I visited her. And I said, mm-hmm. I really like this. I think it wasn't something that I would buy myself because I yeah. think it was a little pricey. And that's what she got me for Christmas that year. And so I love when people, when they listen mm-hmm. to what you're saying, obviously, when they listen to what you're saying and kind of file that away for later and
yeah.
then surprise you with something that kind of, you know, improves your life, right?
Totally.
It kind of is an upgrade. So
makes your life easier.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was really helpful. Oh, sorry. And you're not done.
Last thing, an experience. And I think yeah. this is becoming more popular maybe with our generation. Mm-hmm. We feel like we have a lot of stuff.
Totally.
And especially like with Amazon and everything, like it's so easy to get things
oh, yeah.
right away that you need. So sometimes an experience
yes.
is nice because it's not, you know, it's not taking up space. You
mm-hmm.
don't have to find a place in your home
yep.
for it. And it's really special. And you can maybe get that experience mm-hmm. to do with the person that you're giving it to. Like
so fun.
A concert or a ball game. There's a lot of good stuff in Kentucky, too.
Yeah.
Like the Rail Explorers. I don't know. Like,
bourbon tour. Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
I hope that Jacob listens to this episode. And
I really got on him recently because I discovered that he had not been listening. He kicked it into gear, though.
He did.
And not only has he been listening, but he's been sending me questions or comments
Aww.
After the episodes to really prove that he is locked in.
Well, hopefully he locks into your Christmas gift and
yes.
gets you something good off your list.
He's a good gift giver.
Yeah.
He doesn't think so, but he's very thoughtful. So
that's all it takes, really, I think, is a little bit of thought.
Definitely.
One thing that I would add to your list is I also think another, if you do want to give something like physical, I think food or drink products, like those
Ooh.
Are always good. Like,
yeah.
and maybe something they wouldn't buy for themselves normally, like a nicer one year. My mother-in-law, again, good gift giver. She got me this really, I've always wanted a fancy bottle of olive oil. I don't know why. I had just always.
Now that says adulthood.
Yes, it does, right? Yeah. And they're like, olive oil is expensive to begin with. Mm-hmm. Like even the store brand olive oil is expensive. And there are these bottles that I always saw and I was like, wow, that's really pretty. I would like to get one, but I just wasn't going to buy it for myself. Yeah. And one year she got me a bottle of olive oil. And you do, obviously you won't have it forever because you got to use it, but I thought that was a nice, nice, thoughtful gift.
And every time you get it out and use it, you're like, oh.
Yeah, exactly.
My mother-in-law.
Speaking of experience gifts, my little sister, I have three little sisters, and Audrey is the third. One year when she was a child, mm-hmm. her Christmas gift to all of us, we had finished opening up our presents on Christmas Day, and her present afterwards was a surprise beatboxing performance.
Stop.
So I forget how she told us. I think someone like opened a paper that was like, and now your beatboxing performance from Audrey. And then we all just sit there and listen to her beatboxing performance.
She gifted you her talents.
She did. And so, hey, that could be another.
I think
you don't have to beatbox necessarily, but we still talk about it because.
Yeah.
It was pretty. It was memorable.
Well, and we're still talking about it today. I love that. Mic, I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
I would not be offended if my nieces or nephews did a little beatboxing
performance. Yeah.
Of any type.
Yeah.
We used to have to do that at my grandmom's holidays, her Christmases. She would make every kid perform something.
Wow.
It was traumatic. No, it was not good.
How long did that take?
I was really little and I always had a meltdown right about the time that the piano and the instruments came out. But it was like, you either had to sing a song, play an instrument, recite something. And I despised that. Really, really hated it.
Which is so funny because now you're like a performer through and through.
I know. It's really goes against everything in me. But there are a lot of photos where all the cousins are standing up with, instruments or something. And I'm like meltdown city in the background.
That sounds like I want to be a fly on the wall for that Christmas.
My diva moment.
Yeah.
For sure.
Wow. That's a fun tradition.
Yeah. What's funny is that my mom, who is now a grandma, has suggested that in the future, maybe we start singing Christmas carols as a family. And it's giving Marge. It's giving my grandmom. So we'll see how that goes over.
Like, and going around people's houses and performing? Or just house?
I think just at our house. My mom plays the piano.
Oh, that feels very festive.
Very wholesome.
Hey, speaking of festive, I did watch Four Christmases.
Oh, did you
like
it?
That was my homework from last time. I loved it. I can't believe I'd never seen it before.
Yeah, me neither.
But it was really cute.
Great modern take on Christmas.
Totally. And it was touching.
Yeah. It is. We love Reese Witherspoon and
so
Vince Vaughn.
Yeah.
What are your top Christmas movies?
Ooh. Well, I like Elf. I like Love Actually. Mm-hmm. Because I think I said this a few episodes ago. I love when there are like a lot of different plots.
Yeah.
And you can just kind of.
Totally.
Keeps you on your toes.
Yeah.
The Holiday. That was one that I recently watched. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Those might be some of my. I know you like It's a Wonderful Life, right?
I like the classics. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I get into It's a Wonderful Life, White Christmas.
I've not seen. Oh, no, wait. Yes, I have.
Yeah.
Is that The Sisters? Is that White Christmas? Yeah. Okay.
That one.
Yeah.
With Bing.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Crosby?
Yeah.
Crosby?
Is that?
Yeah. And Christmas Vacation is a classic.
I've not seen that.
What have you been doing?
I think that's probably my worst quality.
Oh, my
gosh. I've never seen that movie.
Every line in that movie is funny. Every line.
I actually don't know if anyone in my family has, like, anyone in my immediate family. I'm not sure if we've seen that. I got to ask Charlie if he's seen that movie.
I hope he has.
That might be my homework
for
next time.
Household. Okay. Wow.
That'll be my next assignment.
Definitely.
To go watch that movie.
And then report back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have some holiday trivia.
Okay.
That I would like to quiz you, Evie. You're pretty sharp, but we're going to
see
just how sharp you are.
Is this multiple choice?
No.
Okay.
And I found these on the internet. I think they're legit. I did not do a lot of research. I didn't fact check. So if some of these responses are outdated, that's on me.
Okay.
And the internet. Okay.
Question. I'm ready.
Question number one. We're going to start easy here. Which U.S. state has a town named Santa Claus?
Indiana.
Obviously.
That was good. Yeah. Yeah. Hoosiers.
Kind of got to ease in. Okay.
Holiday World.
Yes.
Is it Holiday World there?
Yeah. Yeah. In Santa Claus. And they say that they get a lot of letters to Santa in Santa Claus.
Oh, that's the kids cute. Will send them there. Yeah. That's precious.
What did the other reindeer not let Rudolph do because of his shiny red nose?
Join in any reindeer games?
Very good. Ding, ding, ding. Okay. Where was baby Jesus born?
Bethlehem.
You are nailing this. Maybe these aren't hard enough.
This is good. This is like the perfect level for me.
Okay. The movie Miracle on 34th Street is based on a real life department store. What is it?
Macy's?
Correct.
Oh, that was kind of a guess, but.
Okay. I don't know if you're going to get this one.
Okay.
In the classic Christmas movie, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the Grinch was described with three words. What are they?
Oh, that, Hannah, do you know?
I don't remember exactly.
I don't know why I was going to say crusty.
Stink, stink, stuff.
Yes.
Oh, ding, ding,
good.
Ding.
I don't know why I had crusty come to mind. I was like, I feel like his fur was a little
along the same lines. Okay.
Wait, stink, stank, stunk?
Stink, stank, stunk.
That, okay. That is ringing a bell now.
You had to phone a friend, but yeah. That's okay.
Thanks, Anna.
In the movie, It's a Wonderful Life, what happened every time a bell rang?
An angel gets its wings.
Yes. Good job. Okay. Which country did eggnog come from?
Oh, that's a tough one. Finland?
England.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I should have gone with my gut.
Yeah.
I was going to say like Scotland or something, but the British Isles, of, you know, that seems like a.
You were right. You were
place.
Right there.
I don't even like eggnog.
No. No. Ooh. I don't know that I like dislike it, but it never comes to mind as something I need at the holidays. I drink enough milk year round.
You've got your calcium.
Yeah, we're good. The first artificial Christmas tree was made from what?
Ooh. I feel like it was flammable. that's tinsel. Tinsel. My mom got on me. She said, why do you say tinsel?
Tinsel.
And I said, is it tinsel? So I guess I'm supposed to be saying tinsel.
Tinsel sounds like the name that like some young parent would name their baby nowadays.
That might be popular Tinsel. Next year. Yeah.
No, the first artificial Christmas tree was made with goose feathers.
Wow.
Kind of a vibe.
That sounds stunning.
Yeah. In the movie Elf, what was the first rule of the Code of Elves?
Oh,
they're all sitting there in the little classroom.
Yes, and I literally said that I like that movie, but why don't I haven't seen it in so long. Okay, what is it?
Treat every day like Christmas.
Oh, and I literally have an ornament that says that. So, that's on me.
Okay. I think these are getting harder, which is good. According to the song, what did my true love give to me on the eighth day of Christmas?
Eight swans swimming? No. Eggs are laying. That's not even one. Eight maids milking?
Yes. Oh, ding, okay. Ding, ding.
I don't get an answer for that.
All
but,
the maids are out there milking.
What was my first one? Swans are swimming?
Swans are eggs are laying.
Eggs are laying.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Just a few more.
Okay.
Highest grossing Christmas movie of all time. I don't think you're going to get this, but I hope you do.
Die Hard. Just kidding. That goes into a whole other debate.
Right.
Okay. What is it?
No other guesses.
Okay. Let me think. Oh, highest grossing Christmas movie of all time.
Mm-hmm. According to the internet.
What is it?
It's The Grinch, but it's the 2018 animated.
The most recent.
Grinch.
Like,
yeah.
Wow.
It earned
I would never have guessed that.
$514 million worldwide, surpassing Home Alone, which previously held the record.
Oh, Home Alone. I also like Home Alone. I don't know why that never comes to me when I think of some of my favorite. Okay. These are getting harder.
I know.
Or I'm just not.
No, you'll get
I'm
this
not
one.
Doing well.
What was the first company that used Santa Claus in advertising?
Coca-Cola.
Correct.
Oh.
Okay.
Please.
Last question. What meal do people in Japan traditionally eat on Christmas?
KFC.
How did you know that?
Because Tom Ackerman actually told me this recently because his daughter's roommate was from Japan at college.
Wow.
And that's how I know that, because he told us that.
Isn't that funny?
I guess they really like KFC there in Japan, or it's a special...
Well, I think it goes back to this huge marketing ploy from 1970, where, I don't know, KFC was opening locations in Japan or something.
Wow.
And they branded it like, we're having Kentucky for Christmas or something like that.
I love that.
Isn't that funny?
See, Hot Mike is educational as well, so... You can always get a little...
We are edumacating the listeners.
That is so interesting. Yeah. But it's funny that I know that, and I only know that because of Tom Ackerman. Mm-hmm. So
very interesting.
Wow.
Well, I hope that you listeners learned something today.
That...
You can quiz your friends and colleagues.
That was tough trivia. Thank you for putting that together.
You're welcome. You're welcome. We have another game.
Okay.
And I think in another life, this would be the part where we had like a commercial break, but we don't have those yet.
No.
So.
Hey, if you're listening.
We're not that big time, but maybe one day. I'm going to read some lyrics from a Christmas song, and I'm going to see if you can finish them.
Okay. I'm nervous.
Okay. This is Santa Claus is Coming to Town. He sees you when you're sleeping. Creepy. He knows when you're awake.
He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake.
Yes.
Sakes?
Yes, girl. Okay.
Okay, that was a good start.
I think these are pretty easy.
Okay.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.
Wait.
You were a Spanish minor, right?
Feliz yes, I was, but oh. I'm gonna have no. Oh, what is it? You're gonna have to
Prospero Año y Felicidad.
Oh, yeah, I was, yeah.
Oh man, you were right
there.
You were right there.
It's really far away, actually, but thank you.
It helped to just hum it out. Okay, the Christmas song, Nat King Cole, one of my favorite Christmas songs. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
We already said chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Something all aglow? Mm. Or is that the second verse?
Yuletide carols being sung by a choir. Folks dressed up like Eskimos.
Everybody knows. Is that what he says after that?
Yeah.
Okay. I would never have gotten that.
You need to do some
I
work.
I need to listen. I think I honestly don't really listen to Christmas music like during December that often.
Wow.
Unless I'm like at a party or something.
Sure.
So I need to get
You got to brush up.
Okay. What's
okay,
the next
last
one?
Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, a fan favorite. Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. At the Christmas party hop, mistletoe hung where you can see every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree.
So I have to hum it out in my head. Later we'll do some caroling.
We're right there. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie, and we'll do some caroling. I switched them.
This is tough. I thought this was going to be a little more smooth.
I'm really bad at Christmas music.
Yeah.
I think I need to be quizzing you. I think that would have gone a lot smoother,
perhaps.
Maybe. But thank you. That was good.
That was good. I'm feeling a little more in the Christmas spirit. Do you have a favorite Christmas song? Should we talk Christmas music?
Ooh. Let me pull up like a playlist. I need some.
Yeah.
What is yours? What's your favorite?
Okay. My number one is Sleigh Ride, Leroy Anderson. Dun, 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 dun. So like the traditional orchestra Sleigh Ride.
Love.
I was just talking about this with Brian Stahl yesterday. There was something so satisfying about that song. You know, they have the trumpet does the at the end. The
that was
horse
really
neighing.
Good.
And there's like, I don't, there's an itch in my brain that that song scratches.
I love that.
It starts up and I'm like cranking up
and
the
you're
radio.
Ready to go.
That's number one.
Okay.
The Christmas song, Nat King Cole. That's another one that's just like really, really, really great. And then my third, I've obviously thought about this before, is White Christmas by the Drifters. That's the version that's like,
Oh yeah. Kind of beachy or, yeah. Fun.
Love.
You have such a well honed, like well informed sense of Christmas music.
Oh my gosh.
I love it. Like,
No one's ever said that to me ever before.
I've never met anyone like this who can just like pull them. Okay, I'm looking at a list.
Checking it twice.
It's essential Christmas playlist. Oh, I do like, I don't know if this is kind of random, but I like Wonderful Christmas Time by Paul McCartney.
Okay.
Do you know that one?
I do.
Okay. I love Mistletoe by Justin Bieber. That's Justin Bieber's Christmas album.
No judgment.
That came out years and years ago is really good. Someone actually stole that out of my car once. So that shows you how good it is.
Oh, wow.
Not that I condone that. Another song. Okay, I have to look at a playlist. This is what I need to be able to talk about Christmas music. And this is one of my husband's favorite, Snowman by Sia. Have you heard that song? Don't Cry for Me.
Yes.
It makes me sad, though. It's kind of depressing. Mm-hmm. Because it's like, how will you hear if you don't have ears?
Yeah.
And it kind of just makes you think about snowmen differently, I guess. You know?
Totally.
Those inanimate objects.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's more of a modern
maybe I'm a modern gal when it comes to Christmas music. But I see what you're saying about the very classic orchestral. How do you say that word?
Sure.
That there's something to be said for that to really get you in the Christmas spirit. Oh, another song, I'll Be Home for Christmas.
Oh my gosh.
If you've ever spent a Christmas
I can see myself right now in my little apartment in Missoula, Montana, looking out the window.
That song playing in the background. Song.
And there's a version of that song by Josh Groban.
Oh.
Okay. It will make you tear up. So he starts the song with recorded like phone call messages from military personnel that are overseas.
Wow.
I'm like getting chills just thinking about it.
That's so touching.
And they start and they're like, you know, I'm here at Fort Benning or wherever, or not necessarily overseas, but you know, I'm away and I'm from St. Louis and Merry Christmas to my kids at home. Oh my gosh. Yeah. And then like he brings it back in later on in the song, these messages. I might cry.
I'm tearing up. Well, and that's who you really, I think that's who like really comes to mind when you think about that song is the people who have no choice. They can't be with their families at Christmas. So that's so touching. I got to listen to that.
Yeah.
I have a whole new playlist after today.
And movies.
I have a lot of.
You've been inundated.
Holiday homework to get done.
We love that.
This was so fun though. I love it.
I have a few more questions before
I'm
getting
ahead of myself.
Before we wrap it up.
I don't want to wrap it up, but, you know.
No pun intended here. The Christmas wrapping. Okay. I'm just going to ask you a few this or that.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about this.
Real tree or fake tree?
So I love a real tree, but we moved to the fake tree.
Yeah.
It's just more practical.
Yeah.
And mine is flocked.
It's what?
Flocked.
It's elaborate.
It like looks like it has snow on it.
Oh, okay.
You know, it comes like
that's pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's just you can't really beat the ease of a
no, you can't
faux tree. However, a real tree is just beautiful. So
I'm a proponent of real trees, but I was also the person who had to get down on my hands and knees and pick up the needles because you didn't want to ruin
and
the
there's kind
vacuum.
Of like a fire day. You know, it's just sometimes with the you got to keep them really watered.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Hey, I hear you. Hot cocoa or eggnog?
Oh, hot cocoa. 1,000%.
Wrapping paper or gift bags?
Wrapping paper.
Caroling, yes or absolutely not?
See, I think yes because I think I would like to try that.
I could totally see you Christmas caroling. Uh-huh.
Knocking on someone's door and just...
Maybe we should do a hot mic Christmas carol.
I would love
should
that.
Should we go to some of our listeners' homes? But instead of singing, we just talk in front of them.
Yes. Podcast at your door. That would be fun. I love that.
People might hate that, but we would love it.
We might make some new friends.
Last one. Snow, magical, or hazard?
I like snow. I will say magical. It also is a hazard. I think two things can be true.
It can be both.
It can be a hazard, but snow on Christmas, you can't really beat that.
No, you can't.
That's like really beautiful. So what do you say?
Magical.
Mm-hmm.
But I think snow after Christmas.
Yeah, no.
I don't really need it. Like we can just get dumped on with snow every day leading up to Christmas. Yes. I would love that. Yep. But anytime after.
Well, and January this year in Kentucky was, we were frozen for like weeks on end. And I think by the time Christmas is over, you feel as if there's not a lot to look forward to in January.
Yeah.
The next holiday is Valentine's Day, and a lot of people hate Valentine's Day. So by that point, it's like, let's
move on.
We need some milder weather.
Let's move on. Yeah.
Those were such good questions.
I am a journalist.
She is a journalist and a holiday aficionado.
And a scholar.
Yes. I love that. That was so fun. Well, I'll put in more effort next
time. No,
episode.
That was perfect. Thank you for playing along. One of us needed to be surprised.
Totally.
So I think it worked out. And thank you to our viewers and listeners for just week after week listening to us gab about who knows what.
Nothing. It's always nice when someone says they watch you on TV. I think that's always a really nice compliment, but it has been really touching when people say they listen to the podcast because it's a little, I feel like getting to a podcast is a little more complicated.
Definitely.
So you're,
and these are long episodes.
Yes.
And you know what? We do not take any offense. If you cannot listen to the whole thing, get it.
Confession, I listen to them in 2x speed. So
do we need to be talking faster?
Yeah. I just say, let's get to it. I'm going to listen to this double time.
Quick shout out though, before we go, Brian Gilbert,
one of our managers,
maybe our number one fan. Thank you for listening, Brian.
He is he listens every week. He always has feedback.
Yeah.
Compliments. So.
Thank you. Really, we appreciate that.
It means a lot.
It
more
does.
Than you even know.
To our viewers and listeners, we hope you're having a great December, getting all of your to-do lists done and taking time to enjoy what the holiday season is all about.
Yes.
Being together, being thankful. And you want to bring us home, Abby?
Yeah, thank you for joining us today. And we will see you throughout the month of December with a lot more festive content. So make sure to keep it tuned in here to Hot Mike. All right, everyone, have a wonderful day, and we will see you next week.